I don't think we'd been here more than about 2 or 3 days when I was talking to Banti about a certain matter, and he mentioned that he was hoping to write a paper and give it sometime during the course, which might well throw a bit of light, if he managed to do it, on this topic that we were discussing. So I went away with my fingers crossed. I would have liked to have done something more Buddhistic, perhaps swastika them or something, but that's very complicated, so I just crossed them. And each time I saw Banti, I'd sort of, he perhaps mentioned to me how his work was going, and it seemed as if it was piling up more and more. There was Mitritar to edit, there was correspondence to write. One day I was in his room and he showed me the amount of correspondence he had in about the 3 weeks he'd been here, which was a wad, very thick. So I began to think, well, perhaps this wasn't going to happen. But then 2 or 3 days ago, when we were talking about various matters, including ordinations and other arresting topics, he happened to mention that, yes, he'd actually managed to do this paper, he'd actually managed to produce it. But he's asked me to make the point that the paper isn't as polished, isn't as in quite in the form that he would like to have it. Apparently, ideally, he would like it to be about 2 or 3 times as long as it actually is at present. I suppose that's, in a way, the price you pay for having more creativity than time. So perhaps this is going to be the case, perhaps as time goes on. Banti sort of, well, in a way, it's a bit like being a great artist. You know, the more you go on, the more you work on your art. So more and more you get greater and greater inspirations. You want to cover more and more canvas, more and more walls with tremendous frescoes. And all the time, time is time is passing. Time is wafting away. And so in a way you have a choice. You can either sort of stop and finish off this latest masterpiece that you're working on, or you can keep on, but in a way then you just have to sketch out the main lines of your latest sort of idea, the main lines, and then you can hope that either people will just see from that relatively rough sketch what it was that you were trying to communicate, or that one day one or two of your apprentices or more who have perhaps taken some thing from what you've been working away at all those years, but they can sort of finish things off and hopefully not too rough a way. So anyway, this evening we have the rough sketch, at least, of this latest work, this latest painting in words. And this inspiration, this painting, is called, it's a picture of the journey to Il Convento.